Welcome to episode 16 of Murders, Mysteries, and More. Today I'll feature three of my flash fiction stories that received honorable mention in Alfred Hitchcock's Mystery Magazine, and one that was selected as a winner. This will be a short episode, and I hope you enjoy it. Our first story, Let's Party, was selected as a winner of the contest. The maximum number of words we were allowed was 250. Here's Let's Party. Benji had been casing the Angels Creek National Bank for weeks. It was a small town layout, and cracking the safe would be easier than cracking an egg. His partner, Garrett, would drive the getaway car and could easily outrun the sheriff on four flat tires. Garrett could also have cased the bank and planned the robbery in 2 days. But Benji had been asking for a chance to lead, and Garrett finally let him. There was nothing left to do. After weeks of preparation, it was finally time to act. He messaged Garrett, "Let's meet at the bank tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to have us a party." By party, he meant bank robbery. "Never put anything in writing that can get you convicted," Garrett had taught him. "There's no law against throwing a party." Hundreds of people jammed the street when Benji arrived. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd until he saw Garrett in the getaway car. Garrett was livid. There was no way they could rob the bank tonight.
"Benji, what the hell?"
Benji shrugged and walked up to a street goer.
"Can you tell me what's going on?"
"Yeah," the woman said. "Some guy's throwing a flash party tonight. It's all over social media."
"But I thought I sent a private message."
"What's that?" the woman said.
"Anyway, I wonder when the music's going to start."
Benji winced. "When Garrett finds out, I'll be the one facing the music." That was Let's Party. My second story was selected as a runner-up and received honorable mention. Here is Lucky Charms. Claire recalled the night when Matt selected a game card. "You're on death row. Describe your last meal."
"Well, that's easy," he said.
"Lucky Charms." Laughter from the other players. Claire piped in.
"Seriously?"
"If I'm on death row," Matt said, "I could use a few Lucky Charms." More laughter. Claire recalled the look he gave the redhead, the argument that ensued, and Matt's sudden disappearance. Claire recalled the frantic call to her best friend, Julie.
"Matt and I just had a terrible fight, and he's not answering his phone. I'm worried."
Claire recalled the angst in Julie's voice and her advice to file a missing persons report. Claire recalled the pathetic search for Matt. A missing husband, suspected of an affair, was not a high police priority. They pretty much wrote it off. Claire sat at the kitchen table. It had been months since anyone had seen or heard from Matt. She recalled his surprise when she actually served him Lucky Charms the following morning. She recalled the midnight trip to the convenience store to buy them. She recalled the dozens of sleeping pills she milled and dropped into the cereal. She recalled the 200-mile drive to the desert and how it took her all night to dig the grave. She recalled how he said he wanted this to be his last meal. A smile creased her lips.
"Lucky Charms," she said to herself. "They're magically malicious."
That was Lucky Charms, a light-hearted tale of murder
if there's such a thing. My third story was also selected as a runner-up. Here is Down for the Count. '48, '49, '50. The pimply-faced detective gathered his breath. He clicked his pen and made another entry into his notebook. A woman had been watching him from her second-story window.
"What you doing, lad?"
she shouted.
"Getting in your daily workout, are you?"
"No, ma'am," the detective answered. "The chief inspector wants me to count the number of stairs to the victim's third-story apartment. There was a shooting there, you know."
"Yeah, I know. But you've been at it for 25 minutes now. What's the problem?"
"Well, I get a different count going up than I do coming down."
"Is that so?"
the woman chuckled. "I count 50 stairs going up, but only 49 on the way down. Going up, I count the landing as a stair, but coming down, I'm not sure if I should count the ground as a stair. What do you think?"
"You never count the stairs on the way down," she said.
"Are you sure about that?" The woman nodded. "The chief inspector thinks the number of stairs could lead us to the shooter. I need to give him an accurate count. He gets easily annoyed with me lately."
"I don't blame you then. That's quite a conundrum you've got on your shoulders. But there might be another way to get into the chief inspector's good graces. Please, tell me. Anything would help. You might want to pick up that gun you keep sidestepping while you're counting the stairs."
That was Down for the Count. Life is often more challenging than the stories we write. So stay positive, have an attitude of gratitude, and smile. Until we meet again, I'm Rudy Uribe, Jr.